The scripture reading for tonight is Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. O simple ones, learn prudence. Acquire intelligence, you who lack it. Hear, for I will speak noble things, and from my lips will come what is right. For my mouth will utter truths. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing twisted or crooked in them. They are all straight to one who understands and right to those who find knowledge. Take my instruction instead of silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than jewels, and all that you may desire cannot compare with her. I, wisdom, live with prudence, and I attain knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance in the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. I have good advice and sound wisdom. I have insight. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree what is just. By me rulers rule and nobles, all who govern rightly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, endowing with wealth those who love me and filling their treasuries. The word of the Lord.
Lady Wisdom stands on a hill at the crossroads beside the city gates, crying out loudly to everyone. She calls out, "Listen to me. I am telling you the truest truth there is. What I tell you is better than money, better than anything you might desire. My name is Wisdom, and I'm here to say that knowledge and experience win the day. By me, rulers rule rightly, kings reign, judges judge justly, and laws are enforced rightly. Those who do not listen, those who despise me, are destitute, and all their riches are lost. Those who pursue me find justice and wealth, and their banks are filled to overflowing." That is basically what this proverb is saying. This proverb is called the gift of the gifts of wisdom. Wisdom leads to power and success. Wisdom leads to power and success. Or is it saying that wisdom leads to successful power? Is the idea that those who gain power are successful if they are guided by wisdom? Okay, maybe. But either way, what is the measure of success? Lady Wisdom seems to measure success by wealth and full bank accounts. The text starts with, "My words are more valuable than silver and gold," but ends with, "Those who listen to me will receive wealth, and those who love me will have their treasuries filled." If wisdom is thinking and acting using knowledge and experience while controlling one's emotions and passions so that the universal principle of reason prevails, then... Are you guys a little bit bored? Sorry, is it getting boring? It's my fault. It's my fault, really. I'm not very good at, like, talking about or arguing these sort of like abstract principles or ideas or understanding them really or like caring about them. My mind just kind of wanders, you know? I stop paying attention. I'm like more of a narrative guy, you know, than an abstract thinker. Like this one time, this friend of mine, well, he was a teacher, but still a friend. He wasn't my teacher, but he was teaching at this community college, and he was becoming really frustrated because he seemed to be unable to actually teach anything to the students in his community college class. So he started researching, like, thinking and processing and learning styles, you know, to hopefully understand why, ways that he might help these students to learn or help him to teach. Anyway, he's telling me about this, and it was really interesting. And while he's telling me about this, I could not help thinking, well, about me. I mean, because, you know, I am a flawed human being. But I was thinking, I wonder what kind of thinking, processing, learning style I have. So I asked him, and he told me that I was probably a concrete non-sequential. And then he went on to tell me why, but I kind of stopped paying attention. Concrete non-sequential. I mean, I think that's right. Some people think that I'm an abstract thinker because they can't really get a fix on what I'm talking about. But that's probably due to the non-sequential. If wisdom is thinking and acting using knowledge and experience while controlling one's emotions and passions so that the universal principle of reason prevails, then clearly our current administration possesses a complete lack of wisdom. Not wise. If Lady Wisdom still stands on a hill, still stands at the crossroads, still stands beside the city gate, crying out loudly to everyone, then clearly very few are listening. Has Lady Wisdom lost her voice? Or is there just like so much other noise that she cannot be heard over the din? Or is wisdom like a relic of another time? Or is Lady Wisdom just too old? I mean, we don't exactly live in a culture that takes seriously women of a certain age. Maybe it's the standing around yelling thing. I mean, that doesn't work anymore. I don't know. I mean, it probably used to be that standing on things or by things and yelling was a very effective way of communicating abstract ideas. But, you know, not anymore. Times change. Clearly, Lady Wisdom needs like a social media presence, you know? She like has no platform. She has no brand. Like, who even is Lady Wisdom? Like, what is she about, you know? I don't know. But I think there's probably not a lot of abstract ideas being communicated on Twitter either. So there seems to be a lack of wisdom at every level of power, in every aspect of our culture. Like, if people were guided by experience and knowledge and overcame their emotions so that reason prevailed, there would be no social media. Rulers do not rule rightly, judges do not judge justly, and laws are not enforced rightly. All those who despise wisdom are not destitute, and all their riches are not lost. And all those who pursue wisdom do not find justice and wealth. Their banks are not filled to overflowing. It's just not true what Lady Wisdom claims about the gifts of wisdom. This is just a proverb, a saying. It's not, of course, universal truth. Wisdom is a virtue. Like, it's a good thing to act wisely. And yes, 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 yes. The current administration lacks wisdom. Of course, there's a lack of wisdom in the media, social and otherwise. But really, my real problem with this proverb, with Lady Wisdom, is not that her words do not seem to hold true. It is that they lack a theological perspective. It's an abstract notion about an abstract virtue. It's philosophical. It is not theological. It's predicated on the action or ability to act of a human being in a certain way, to which then we can ascribe the judgment of virtuous or non-virtuous. A theological perspective claims God, that beyond or outside of the human being there is God. Humanity and all creation are contained in God. And our particular theological perspective says that God is life, and that we are created to live in ways that lead to more life, to live in ways that generate life, but also that we may live in certain ways that lead to death and generate death, which is very different than a virtue. And my critique of this current administration is not that it lacks wisdom, which it certainly does. It's not that it does not embody this cardinal virtue. My critique of this current administration is that it uses its power to act in ways that leads to death, that it uses its power to generate more death. My critique of our culture, our present culture, is not that our culture lacks wisdom, which it does. My critique of our culture is that it lives life in ways that lead to death, ways that generate more death. Now, we gather here not around a philosophical idea, but a theological belief that we are contained by God who created us, and that we are compelled to live with each other and for each other in ways that create and sustain life. But furthermore, and perhaps primarily, we gather around the belief in a God who is not only the creator, but the recreator. God who is the restorer of life, and that God ultimately takes up death. We proclaim that when we live in ways that do not lead to more life, when we live ways that generate more death, that there is mercy, radical mercy, and reconciliation. And when our culture, our community, our country acts and lives in ways that do not lead to more life, when we live in ways that generate more death, there is mercy, radical mercy, and reconciliation for not only us, our community, our culture, our country, humanity. And not only do we receive these acts of mercy, of restoration and reconciliation, we are called to enact mercy, restoration, and reconciliation in our families, communities, and in our country. We are called to act in mercy and to work for reconciliation in all that we do. And we can start now.